explain.
Yes, please, please. Tell me about myself. Oh.
Well, Mr. Paperboy.
Mr., yeah.
What would you consider yourself?
A rapper?
A straight rapper?
Hell yeah.
Well, I did some research on your lyrics, and they're actually very pro-sexual spectrum.
Oh.
Pro what?
If I F with you, you my N-word. You my N-word for life.
Yo, you know that ain't what I meant.
Yeah, I understand, but, you know, there's a layer of fluidity
that there's
you
no extra layer.
Don't even
I don't think
realize.
About what I'm rapping half the time. Look, I'm just trying to get paid. You feel me? Look, why you think I'm on this show?
You're not getting paid for this.
Hey,
definitely, it's good to be more spiritual soul than anything. Now, pretty soon, I believe that they're going to have to rely on music to, get some kind of peace of mind or satisfaction, direction, actually, more so than politics, because, politics is really on the ego scene, you know. That's the way I look at it, anyway. It's not a big, fat ego scene, for instance.
Ego scene.
Well, yeah, that's the art of words, which means nothing, you know. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, you have to rely on a more of a earthier substance, like music or the arts, theater, you know, acting.
Young kid wanted to be a rock star. Mom's like hell no, pop's like hell nah. He would never love it if not for him and his guitar. He would never stomach the hunger to get this far. He would never hunger to grow. Would never see what's underground and for the sounds. Never summon the flow, the gift in him. See, he spit venom when he did. And he didn't believe he'd whip any MC kid. He knows as he's spitting at this and that editing. And he chose his decision rapping to stack figures. And this in fact makes him that sicker as he grows, witnessing this rap getting that bigger. You see this mic in his hand to prove the kid a man now is playing out to stand and shoot. No trying to stop him, cause stand down is not an option. His fan proud, they chant out, the man is you. You the man now, and he's like, I stand for you. So I can stand out and plan how the fan can move. As you see him, ask him his name is P. He'll tell you the reason I am what I am is you. Look, getting confused, some do, for those some dudes, he fees and bars. You see him in Zaw's gun crews. Freedom like Mars inhabited, be like Rabbit is rock and roll spitter like DMC and Jagger did. One day I'll grow up to be a rock star and rock hard with all of the other rock stars. I'll show them that this poet can rock hard. Show my fam and show them how we can rock hard. One, hands up, show them the sky. Two, stand up, show them it's live. Three, and one, know that it's why we rock hip hop. It's all that we know to survive. You can hear the riffs in his dreams. He spits and it seems that his destiny involves hot chicks. And he's walking through the fog with his rock stick, gasoline, putting fire to it. This is hot, it's in his dreams, but when he wakes up, it's not this that he sees, but instead just his bed, not the glitz in his dreams, not hot chicks, not rock hits, this is mean, as he looks at his life like, this is not me, so now he begins a journey founded by skills, through them he learns to eat less and grounded in skills, he learns the beats, how he found it was real, he learned of underground heads now surrounded in deals, and not to say that he found it in God, but to say who he found, put the sound to his bars, he started with Zara and connected the sounds of guitars from Hendrix, now the kid rocks the sound in his heart, it's like, one day I'll grow up to be a rock star and rock hard with all of the other rock stars. I'll show them that this poet can rock hard. Show them my fam and show them how we can rock hard. One, hands up, show them the sky. Two, stand up, show them it's live. Three, and one, know that it's why we rock hip hop.
What's going on? It's our show right here, WPRK, Winter Park, Florida, 91.5 FM, all over the internet at nobetterhiphop.com, nobetterhiphop.com. Try not to move the other. Yeah, there you go. All right. I am conscious, and I be feeling like we missed a week, but we didn't miss a week. So Yeah, you are, sir.
I am Beat Unique, and I be razor sharp. Lines like are clean. Lines are clean.
Yeah, you're looking kind of fresh.
Yeah, man.
Got the fade. And
I
gotta
keep it up, though. I used to get haircuts all. Anyway, don't matter. You're doing good.
I cut my hair when it bothers me, basically. So I'll just let it grow. That's whatever. I'm like, oh man, it's weird. Like I'll wake up and it's like all like flat on one side. It looks weird. So I'm like, it's probably time to get this. And then it like when it gets windy, it actually it's kind of long. So it like actually bother me. Like it will fall down. It's weird. So yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that first track, Homegrown Ozone Orlando Hip Hop. That was the homies Heart and Brain. That's Czarism and Vice Major. That track is called Rockstar, R.I.P. Jimmy. Speaking of R.I.P.s, man, I thought it was fake because I could have sworn I've seen him like last year. It said the same thing, but R.I.P. for real is on his Instagram. R.I.P. Tommy Ford, aka Tommy from Martin, passed away this week, and just Martin's like one of the like greatest shows of all time.
I love
you know
that
what I mean?
Show.
And yeah. This is such a great thing for hip hop. You know what I mean? And the fact that Martin was an actual like radio DJ too at WZUP. What's up? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Greatly missed Tommy. You know what I mean? It was I don't know, yeah, but yeah, he'd be missed. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Yeah.
He played a good villain too, man. Class Act. Remember? Class Act can play. He was the villain.
Really?
Yeah. It was good.
I'll have to go back and look at that one.
Mm-hmm.
Which one was Class Act? Because all the movies kind of like the same. Like
it's the one where they had to switch. They switched roles. One was like smart, really was smart, and the other one was like
really?
More street savvy.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that car too.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, the cartoon?
The car.
Oh. Oh, the one where the bed would go up and down.
As a kid, I was like, I want one of those.
Yes, I remember now. Thank you. Yes. Yes. So, yeah. Again, RIP Tommy Ford. All right. Also, in community news, I guess, hip hop. Congrats to the winners of the Silverback Open Championships 2016. That was put together by UDEF, the Urban Dance and Educational Foundation, and the Pro Breaking Tour. It happened outside of Philly this week. It's 2 days, the 8th and the 9th, I believe it was. And so one-on-one went to Thesis, the Knuckleheads Cali crew, Knuckleheads out of Cali. Three-on-three went to Kuzia, Sunny, and Pocket. And then the B-Girl champion was Nurami out of Body Carnival. Also, anything happened this week for you, bro? Anything besides the fresh cut?
Oh, so much stuff. I got made it through the hurricane.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. The reason why I said we felt like we missed a week, because last Saturday, I was out of town, and there was like a hurricane the day before or something. So we pre-recorded the show on Tuesday. So again, shout out to everybody that tuned in Tuesday during a weird time. But yeah, go ahead. So hurricane.
Yeah, so everything was good. Got my, you know,
they didn't
everything.
Mess up. Were you all right?
It was good.
It was good.
A couple people had some shingles around my house. I heard over here there's no power on some houses.
Damn.
Yeah, the coast though, in North Carolina.
Man,
St. Augustine in North Carolina.
Even Jacksonville, I saw like flooding.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Prayers and Haiti. Oh man, Haiti.
Oh, Haiti's got it the worst.
Haiti stayed getting like just hit. You know what I mean? Like
economically, they are not.
You know what I'm saying? They're not.
Stuff like that happens.
And so, I mean, earthquakes and all. Yo, thoughts and prayers to Haiti, and everybody affected by the hurricane. So yeah, okay. So that happened. So yeah, like I said, I was out of town. Congrats to my cousin on his wedding. That was pretty dope. I was one of the groomsmen or what have you.
Oh, dope.
So that was cool. Took some pictures. It's on the Instagram. Our show. Ourshow. So I went to that, got to catch up with family I haven't seen in a minute, so that was good.
That's always fun, man.
You know what I mean? So, like, grown, you know, because I didn't seem to like kids. Now they're, like, grown with kids and all type of
feeling.
Stuff. It's pretty amazing. And then also met some awesome new people, so that's cool. One person actually put me on. I knew about Boardwalk Empire because I had it in my queue because it's Prime on Amazon.
Yeah.
I been had it. I just hadn't gotten to it. And this person was like, Boardwalk Empire. I don't know where. I'm like, all right. That's a sign. I need to go check Boardwalk. And so far, I'm like three episodes in.
Now it's in. You're in, right?